cuckold, cuck, cucky. That's what you are. Nothing turns you on more than watching another man fuck your wife. Nothing makes your dick harder than seeing someone else fuck her. Nothing makes you come harder than seeing someone else come inside her. The best orgasms of your life have come from watching another man fuck your wife's perfect, tight pussy. It's the same for her. You were meant for this. You're not big enough, skilled enough, or man enough to make your wife come like she deserves to come. You're a cuckold, and you always have been. You're so much more than a cuckold, though. Your wife has trained you to be much, much more. A pussy boy, a cunt worshipper, a master of cunnilingus. Your wife has trained you in the art of pleasuring her pussy with your tongue. It's the only way you're ever really able to satisfy her, right? It's the only way she's willing to let you satisfy her now. Now that she has a real man in her life, she has no use for your cock. Your tongue, however, remains a wondrous instrument, doesn't it? You're not just a pussy boy, though, are you? You've learned the art of ass worship, haven't you? Your beautiful wife insists that you eat her ass while she gets ready for her date with her bull. She wants you to remember your place while she does her hair and makeup to look beautiful for him. You eat that tight little asshole of hers just like a cuckold should. She's trained you so well, hasn't she? Chastity boy, caged cuck, locked up loser. You used to be free from the cage. You used to be able to touch your cock when you wanted to. You couldn't help yourself, though, and you touched your cock more than your wife wanted you to. You disobeyed her. You couldn't help it. You masturbated all the time. You're a cuck. You couldn't stop thinking about another man's cock in your wife's pussy. You couldn't stop thinking about her coming over and over again on that big cock of his. You couldn't stop thinking about how good he made her feel. You couldn't help yourself. That's why she put you in the cage. That's why she wears your key around her neck all the time. That's why she's told her friends what the key is for when they ask. And that's why so many of them snicker or grin when they see you. They know you're an undisciplined cuck that lost control over his erections and orgasms because he couldn't stop playing with himself. Submissive, subby, sub-cuck. The truth is, you've always been submissive. It's always been inside you. You just didn't know it. It took becoming a cuckold for you to realize that you were meant to submit. It took watching another man fuck your wife for you to realize that you crave being told what to do, when to do, how to do it. Now she's the decision maker. She's the one that picks out the restaurants you eat at and the movies you watch. She's often the one that chooses your outfits down to your underwear. She's the one that administers punishments when you've misbehaved. You don't want to get spanked, but sometimes you disappoint your wife and you need to be punished. Sometimes she has to remind you just who is in control. Cocksucker, cuck whore, cuck pig, bisexual cuckold bitch. She made you a cocksucker. She demanded that you submit yourself to her bull's big cock. She demanded that you get on your knees and you show her that you knew your place.
By blowing him.
Now you fluff him every time he comes over. You wrap your little whore lips around his big dick and you suck. And you suck until he is rock hard for your wife. And then you thank him for the privilege of sucking his big cock. And you guide his cock into her waiting, dripping pussy. You suck his balls while he's fucking her. You suck him clean when he pulls out. And you guide him into her again and again. You can show your deference to your wife and her bull by cleaning him after he's come inside her. You lick and suck the cum, pre-cum, and pussy juices off of him. You are a cuckold cocksucker. Cream pie cleaner, cum whore, cum slut, cum bucket, cum dumpster. You are a repository for her bull's loads. You eat his cum in whatever way you're directed to do so. Your favorite is to clean his cream pies from her pussy. You watch his cock pulse as he ejaculates inside your wife. You crawl towards her pussy when he pulls out. You clean his big dick first, of course. And then your wife welcomes you between her legs. You push your tongue in her freshly fucked pussy and lick out his load. You swallow his seed from your wife's cunt. Like a hungry pig. You smile and you thank them both for the chance to serve. You take his loads directly into your mouth when he feels like using you as his cum dumpster. You lick his cum off your wife's perfect breasts. You lick his cum off her ass. You lick his cum off her stomach. You drink his cum in your coffee. You eat his cum on your eggs. You are a nasty cum dumpster. You're his nasty cum dumpster. Your wife and her bull. Panty boy. Panty loving cuckold. Feminized cuck. Your wife decided that her small dick chastised cuckold husband didn't deserve to wear men's underwear when there was a real man around. That's why you change into panties when her bull comes over. They're the only clothes you're permitted to wear when he's there. She wants to ensure that you always remember your place. She wants you to know that compared to him, you're not a man. Fuck slut. Bottom bitch. Anal whore. It doesn't happen often, but sometimes your wife makes you take her bull's cock in your ass. She makes you fluff him and then has you beg him to fuck you. Don't you love that moment when she's made you get on your knees and beg for the bull's cock in your own ass? She makes you bend over and spread your ass cheeks and makes you beg him again and again. She makes you humiliate yourself as you act like an anal whore for another man. And then he slides his big cock in your ass and he fucks you. He fucks you hard and fast. Your wife whispers in your ear about what a nasty, filthy whore you are. She tells you that you're not a real man. That you're a panty-clad cookie boy with a real man's dick in your ass. She makes you say it. She makes you admit it. And then he comes inside you. That's when you understand truly, deeply, with every cell of your being, what you really are. A cuckold cum-whore. Isn't it wonderful? To know exactly what kind of man you are.